His lips were gone, and so were his teeth. In their place were sharp, jagged pieces of metal, small bone shards and animal fangs. His hair was matted into a dozen or so locks, and in them were severed fingers in varying stages of rot. I do not know if he smiled at me or not, since his lips were gone, but his horrifying face stretched ever so slightly, as if he did. He looked down at my mother, got up, and slowly walked away, still carrying her by the neck, like one would carry a chicken after wringing its neck. I was still screaming. I don't remember when I stopped. I don't recall leaving that place, how I survived, how I got to the next place. I have no idea.